The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Tuesday. Is on assignment this morning. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 16th of October, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great customer service. Great place to buy your lotto tickets. And I think it's still up to, like, what, $700 million now for the mega lotto lottery?
It reaches a level where I'm actually starting to pay attention to
well,
it.
Well, you know what? You know, here's the funny thing. Yeah, when it gets up to that $500 million, I'll buy $5 worth of tickets. Like, I wouldn't take $1 million or even a $5 scratcher at this point. Anyway, you can buy them down at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Boy, we got a temperature spread for you today.
You know what? This is really, really interesting how the temperatures are going now. Like, you know, we're both wearing short-sleeve shirts, but you, having to drive in, you were wearing a pretty hefty coat this morning.
Actually, well, yeah, I've got the top on the Jeep now, but
it's still chilly.
A little bit on the, actually, the outlying areas, I'm reading 45 degrees at the Reading Municipal Airport, downtown 55, which is why it's hard to give a single temperature for our whole listening area. But we are looking for a high today pushing 90 degrees, so definitely going to be a study in contrast. This is when you practically have to layer up. It will be, the winds are going to continue drying stuff out, dropping down a little bit. Wednesday, high near 85. Thursday, high near 86. Friday, high near 90. We're almost to November, and we're still seeing these high temperatures in the 90s. So the fire danger, as we discovered, up and down the coast, is still extremely high. Just because a little bit of rain hit the wall, hit the ground.
Ask the people over there in Quartz Hill again. They got evacuated a couple of days ago.
So no rain in the forecast anytime soon. So it's going to be dry, cool at night, hot during the day. And that is our outlook for the next several days.
It's time to turn off the water, the sprinklers, though.
Yeah, might be.
I think so.
We're seeing
because
some...
it's getting cool. As cool as it is at night, I don't think that...
we're getting some what's called humidity recovery. But it's not super great. Anyway, all of this information now being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans since it's a veteran-owned business. In fact, I'm going to see Chuck Kenny today, have lunch with him. Among the different groups of people we have around, we have, of course, this is the time of the election. This is the time of the people are going out here in another few weeks and casting their votes. And on the line, we have Mark Moisher. And good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
You bet. Now, last time I saw you, I think you were bicycling through California.
Yes. Between July 9th and August 23rd, over 46 days, I rode to all 58 counties in the state of California.
How was that?
It was quite an experience, you know. I saw parts of California that most Californians don't even know exist.
Well, you know, when you say that, what do you mean by that? That don't even know that it exists. Besides anybody that any of the legislators in Sacramento think that the state ends at the airport.
A lot of truth to that. When I was up in Modoc, I was joking with them. I said, you know, if we just took all the legislators, blindfold them, put them in a bus, and dropped them off in Beaver, California, and said, you can't vote on another bill until you can figure out how to get back to Sacramento, I think things might change a little bit.
That's good. I like that because, I mean, if you've got a prescription to fill, that's a 50-mile drive if you're living in Beaver or New Beaver.
They basically, you know, when I was in Alturas, they basically said it's a 100-mile drive to a real grocery store.
And Alturas said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, a real grocery store, like a, you know, where you can get, Costco or Walmart.
Oh, okay. I absolutely believe that, and they're probably having
like
to go north too.
Up there or something.
Yeah, they've got some, but if you're looking at like the big box stores, yeah, that is if you want to go
an
in and
IGA
buy
IGA type market. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, so tell us everybody why you got into this.
Well, I'm an election law attorney, and, you know, everybody knows that their congressman represents them in D.C., and your assemblyman represents you in Sacramento, passing laws, but they don't understand what the Secretary of State is. The Secretary of State is a chief election officer. They're the one that enforces the law. They don't pass the laws. They enforce the laws on elections. And so as an election law attorney, I was actually a whole bunch of California election law attorneys got together and said, Mark, California is the third worst elections in the United States of America. We got 11 counties with over 100% voter registration. We are not doing the job here in the state of California to ensure that people have fair elections, that there's proper representation. And they asked me to run. And after about 2 months of fighting them, I finally decided, if not me, then who? And so I, 1 year ago tomorrow, I will have been on the campaign trail. I have done 810 campaign events in that last year, driven 92,500 miles, plus rode my bike to all 58 counties, plus the Maryland miles. So I've really gotten around this state, been talking to people about the need to restore integrity in California's elections, and overall just have a blast.
Well, you know, Mark, when you say you've got 11 counties at over 100% voter registration, and, you know, I've seen this in other places where there's been, you know, so many, they've had like 25% over in voting than they have in population. How do they, how do you fix that? How do you purge those rolls? Or do they even do that?
Okay, you do not purge. Because what happened, a purge is what happened in June of this year when they removed 118,000 people from the voter rolls due to a printer error.
Uh-huh.
That people who were supposed to be on the voter rolls who all of a sudden showed up and weren't on the voter rolls, that is a purge.
Okay.
A purge is when you are removed from the voter rolls and you are an eligible voter. Maintaining the voter rolls is the legal term that is used. Is the term used when you remove somebody from the voter rolls who's not eligible to vote. So let's say you are dead. You are recorded as dead in the Social Security death records. You can compare the Social Security death records with the California voting records, and you will see that, oh, you're no longer eligible to vote. And by removing that name from the voter rolls, that is proper maintenance. That is one of the many different databases that we are not using right now in the state of California to maintain the voter rolls. The other day I was in Malibu, and there were 75 people registered to vote at a non-existent address. The address did not exist. And 15 people had actually cast a ballot in the June election. So, how do you catch that stuff? Well, you know, when you send mail and it comes back undeliverable as addressed, that is a good indication that this is a fraudulent voter registration and that you need to remove that name from the voter rolls. Monterey County alone in 2018 or 2017 sent out, I can't remember how many jury service summons, but it came back with like 7,000 pieces of mail that came back as undeliverable as addressed. Well, that is a database that the Secretary of State needs to reach over and says, oh, okay, they sent out mail. Here's 7,000 people. We need to investigate. Why have they given fraudulent information in the voter registration rolls or DMV, you know, one or the other? You know, are these people registered to vote at a fictitious address and we need to remove them from the voter rolls? I mean, 7,000 in one county is a very large number. Actually, Alameda County, I think it's 21,000 there.
Well, that's the difference in the election right there.
It is. It can be very much a difference in an election, and that's why we need to cross-compare. I mean,
And this is for everybody. This is just because of Republicans. This is for everybody that you want to be. You want to know this, that the people who are voting now. When we come back, I've got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about the fact that I think the last time we talked, or I was talking with somebody that said that people, a busload of people, can come into a voting precinct and they put all the names up on the wall there.
Yeah, we talked about that too.
Yeah, and then you just come walk in, pick a name, and go over and vote. And I said, well, I don't think that happens here in Reading, but I was told that does happen, Carl. So that, you know, frankly, well, we'll talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. That's right, Clyde's Enterprises, authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Klipsch. Klipsch.
High-end speakers.
Over 32 years in the satellite business, your source for Dish Network, 47 years in business locally, owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. You know Clyde, the original and still the best. Located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue, give Clyde a call at 221-4144. We'll be right back with Mark Mosier, who is running for Secretary of State of California.
T. Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Reading, California, 96003.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We've been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. Governor Brown signed a bill to eliminate private bail. SB 10 needs to be stopped. It drew strong opposition from a wide range of groups, including crime victims, law enforcement, civil rights advocates, and public safety leaders. To help protect our community from SB 10, come down to Holly Bail Bonds. We're located at 1737 Plaster Street. Sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 on the ballot in 2020.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place.
OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
And now back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 16th of October, 2018. 60 degrees going up to 88 today with a low of 55 tonight. You know, it just goes. It starts off really nice and then just, you know, blows up there. And it's really not 88. It's not that bad. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cal North Forestry. A team of expert arborists work at Cal North Forestry. Think about it. Get rid of the ladder fuel. How do you do that? You call Cal North Forestry, specializing in tree trimming services, stump grinding, and removal, as well as gutter cleaning at affordable rates, locally owned and operated by Tom Yeomans. You know, this is where they are going to give 2 hours. They're donating 2 free hours of services to anybody affected by the fires here, the car fires. This is pretty cool. And this is, like I said, locally owned and operated by Tom Yeomans. Give them a call at 200-8123 or learn more at calnorthforestry.com. All right, we're here with Mark Moisier, who is running for Secretary of State. And, Mark, where are you from?
I live in, I can't say Northern California because you guys are really in Northern California. I live in the Bay Area in Contra Costa County.
Okay. Yeah, you can't say that. You're kind of like you're still South.
You're sort of a minority there, aren't you?
Hey,
there's actually more of us than people realize.
Yeah. I was going to say, when you have an open house, you just have like one person show up?
Very funny. Very funny.
Okay. Now, this other thing is that people you've seen or people have reported a busloads of people showing up at a polling place, going up and checking the wall to see who hasn't voted, and they go over and vote. Is this true?
Yeah, and
the reason why
that happens is, and we're talking, I got to cover two different things here. First, it is the law that polling places must put on the wall a list of voters, and it's usually right outside the door or something like that. And every couple hours, they go and cross off the names of those people who are who have already voted.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have bloated voter rolls, which includes people who are dead or people who have moved, then when you come in, you just simply look at the wall and go, okay, that is a person who hasn't voted, and you go in and vote. But how do you get bloated voter rolls? I mean, I talked about, you know, 7,000 and 21,000 in a couple counties of, you know, a high number of people who are not, you know, have given evidently fictitious information, and, you know, yet they may possibly still be on the voter rolls. And I use the word may because the thing is that the jury service summons, they get their data. One of the primary places that they get their data from is the voter registration rolls. So there could be some people there who have since given the right information or may not be registered to vote, but it's still a very large number of people that we need to check out, because these people either gave a fictitious address to the DMV or they gave one to voter registration, and possibly both. And so, you know, it causes one to go, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, as I've been traveling around the state, we can talk about the 23 people registered to vote at a laundromat in Long Beach. We could talk about the 12 people registered to vote at a miniature golf course in San Diego County, or 28 people registered to vote at a motel that's been closed for 2 years, or the, you know, 31 people registered to vote at a check cashing store. And, you know, these are just many of the different ways how they bloat the voter rolls with a few people here, a few people there, that they create the cushion that they need. And if all of a sudden they have a very close election, all of a sudden the buses come out late in the evening, they take advantage of the homeless, and we saw that just a couple weeks ago when 7 people were arrested by the LA police because they were bribing homeless people with dollars and cigarettes to create fraudulent voter registrations. So
they arrested 7 people for doing that, is that correct?
They arrested 7 people for doing that, and about a month earlier they had arrested 4 people. So it's like LA County this summer alone arrested 11 people for taken advantage of the homeless with like a dollar bill and a pack of cigarettes to create fraudulent voter registrations.
Well, they know they're not going to vote, so but they wanted to have. Did they want to have them? Did they register as Democrats, Republicans, or do you even have to register that?
It doesn't matter what party they register.
But they were still. It was still illegal, though.
It was an illegal registration. It's now sitting on the voter rolls, and now if they have a very close close race in some jurisdiction, somebody just shows up in a bus with 45 people, and they cast illegal ballots. For somebody who wasn't even
now,
a proper
person. How do you fix something like this? This thing that's so huge, 21,000 here, 7,000 there's probably well over. Gosh, I would probably say a couple hundred thousand ballots that are illegal then out there.
My investigations over the last 3 weeks that I've been doing on Facebook where I travel around, I got over 1.3 million potentially fraudulent voter registrations that I have identified in the state of California.
Okay, so if you don't win, is anybody – they haven't looked at it before, obviously, because it works for them. So and what do you do then, Mark? How do you start?
Let's not talk about if I don't win. We're going to talk about when I win.
I mean, before they obviously haven't looked at it. So when you win, what are you going to do?
Well, what we do is we do simple voter maintenance. The thing is you take the voter registration roll and you start comparing it with these various databases. You compare them with the Social Security death records, and if you're dead, you're removed from the voter rolls. If we have sent out a notice and it comes back as undeliverable as addressed, we put that in a thing to investigate as to why there's some fraudulent voter registrations going on. We compare it with the tax records because tax assessments tells you whether or not somebody, whether that's a business address or a residential address. And if it flashes up as a business address, we investigate it a little bit further and just, remove those voter registrations of those who are not eligible to vote. We also join interstate PACs, so that way, if you get a driver's license in another state, it flashes back here to California is that this person it's got a driver's license in another state. They no longer claiming California as a home, and we need to remove them from the voter rolls. We need to just basically start comparing our data with other data. We need to compare it. If you go in, if you're a green card holder and you come into the state of California and get a California driver's license, you had to show your green card paperwork. We simply need to review that data, your citizenship of another state, with the state of California, and I believe we'll probably be removing close to 500,000 people from the voter rolls who have green card paperwork and driver's license and may be registered to vote.
Hey, Mark, we're getting short of time here. How do people get in touch with you? How do people support you?
Well, they can go to my website, markmoiser.com. That's markmeuser.com. I'm also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And again, my name is spelled markmeuser.
There you go, Mark Moiser. And you know what? Good luck, Mark. I'd really like to see you win on this one. You've got my vote. Just because of nothing else is to make things, let's just clean all this up. One last real quick question. Shouldn't the county assessor, or not the assessor, but the recorder be doing this?
It used to be the job of the county register of voters to maintain their county voter rolls, and they still do the job. But it's the Secretary of State who's over them who has the ultimate responsibility. And stuff like the Social Security death records, counties do not have access to that list. That is only available to the Secretary of State. And so there's a lot of these government databases that are only available to the Secretary of State to do. Mm-hmm. And so it's up to the Secretary of State to have access to this information and send it down to the County Register of Voters. And it would be the county register of voters who are supposed to do the actual investigation.
But they can ask the secretary, say, if we go to our registrar and say, hey, Kathy, are you going to the state to get the death records to make sure everybody who's voting here should be voting?
It's up to the Secretary of State to get it.
Oh, okay.
We haven't filled out. It's a half a page form that the Secretary of State has to fill out. I've seen the form.
Oh, okay.
And he hasn't filled it out, so we don't have access to that data here. And I've had some county register of voters tell me, when you get elected, please get that list. We need it.
Okay. All right. Mark, good luck, and good luck with the elections here a couple of weeks from now.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. It's 7:30 in the morning. Shasta Regional Medical Center brought us that segment. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award and the Certified Chest Pain Center. All of this when it comes to quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. We'll be right back with, I believe, Constantino, in fact, is calling right now.
Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Redding. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios. KCNR 1460. 27 minutes before the hour, baby. 60 degrees going up to 88 today. It is the 16th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. You know what? SST Oil has it all. Not only do they fight fires by providing all the fuel that our firemen and firefighters need all the generators, trucks, everything. But they're also constantly moving oil and fuel all around the state. And now they're helping out. It's getting cooler. They're letting you exchange or get super, super discounts on Toyo water heaters and home heating systems that run on kerosene. All of this at SST Oil. Employee-owned store. Good people there. One of the major employers always looking for good employees at SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. I really like those people down there, too. 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. On the line, we have Constantino Roditas, who is running for state controller. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Great. Okay, so why did you decide to run for a state controller?
Well, one of the things is a lot of people don't know what the controller is, and that's usually one of the first things I get, and they're like, why did you run for it? Well, in California, we have the unique position that the controller is an elected position. Many states have the controller as an appointed, and the purpose behind having an elected controller is to be the chief taxpayer watchdog. The controller has independent audit authority, unlike anybody else within the government, and can open up the books and look for corruption, waste, fraud, and abuse. And as a fiscal conservative and believing government is out of control with their spending and are wasteful, I took a look at that office and said, we need somebody in there who understands the business, who's a businessman, not a lifelong bureaucrat, who can actually start putting the state back on track. And that's why I ran for controller.
Great. I like that idea that our money's being looked after instead of just like somebody's pet piggy bank. Okay.
Exactly.
So what are some of the things you'd like to see happen when you get elected?
Well, one of the first things that I'm going to do is actually not only just take a greater look into the high-speed rail, but I'm going to defund it on day one. Now, people
Can you do that?
Yes, the controller has the ability to stop payments on anything that is unlawful. And the high-speed rail is unlawful. It's an unlawful payment because back in 2008 when we went ahead as voters approved the high-speed rail, it was under Prop 1A. Now, a lot of people want to think that it was simply a bond measure, but it wasn't. It actually had mandates within there that the high-speed rail had to comply with the law. For instance, it had just looking at three things that it had in there. The state government or the people of California were not supposed to pay for most of the high-speed rail. It should have had matching funds from the federal government and from the private sector. Now, the federal government has stopped funding this, and the private sector hasn't given a penny. The high-speed rail is also dictated to actually be, funny enough, high-speed and meet time restrictions and requirements. With one-third of the track having speed restrictions and large sections of the track going to be up to 110 miles an hour, not 220 miles an hour, and we're going to be using Union Pacific lines on some of these, the high-speed rail is no longer high-speed. And then also, the train was supposed to have no subsidies once it was built. It was supposed to be self-sustaining. And we have reports that say at least, which I think are conservative, $100 million of subsidies a year.
Oh, no, I've heard that, too, that there was no way this thing can pay for itself, even after it was, even if it ever got built. So, okay,
yeah,
I think that's grand. I think that's grand that somebody would actually look at this and stand up to whoever the governor is going to be and say, hey, look, this isn't going to work. We need to use this money someplace else.
Exactly. The voters went ahead and approved this with those conditions, and because they're not meeting those conditions, I'm going to hold payment on to the high-speed rail until it complies, and if they can't comply with what the voters decided, then my first day on the job is stop funding on it, and I plan on saving taxpayers $100 billion on day one. So that's what I look forward to doing.
Okay. So what are the things you're looking out there to be able to accomplish?
Well, besides that, one of the things is to actually be a CFO for the state. So the controller is also the chief fiscal officer of the state, and the chief fiscal officer in any corporation, as a CFO myself, is to advise the board of directors and the chief executive officer of what to do. And, well, in state government, that's the legislature and the governor. So using the bully pulpit to really put pressure on them and saying, how are we spending our money and what are we doing? Here's a fundamental problem. We have a spending problem in California. Within the last 8 years, we've gone from about $86 billion of our state budget to a little under $139 billion. And so we had over 61% increase in our budget. And what is in the pipeline? Well, they went ahead and the current controller wants to push a sales tax on labor and services. They want to get rid of Prop 13 protections. It's starting to put pressure onto them and showing them how to do things better, advising them, and also, you know, auditing to expose the corruption, putting so much political pressure that they're going to have to start reforming government. And that's what I'm going to do. Like, let's start reforming Caltrans. You know, we have the yes on six, the repeal of the gas tax, which I'm the co-chair of the increase, and saying prior to the SB1 gas tax hike, only 20% of the gas tax was going towards road repairs. And when we examine how we're using our money, well, the Reason Foundation did a study and showed that we pay up to 470% more to maintain a mile of highway compared to other states. So we're not using our money efficiently and effectively. We have thousands of people and engineers that we don't need. And you don't have to fire anyone. You just need to put a hiring freeze and let them retire. But what are we doing?
Yeah, well, you just let them attrit. You let them attrit naturally.
Exactly.
Nobody lives. No business could survive on the way the business plan and business model of the state of California. No business. And they keep getting more money. And this thing too is, I can tell you from firsthand experience for Caltrans, that they're paid $4 million to do a job that would have been $4,000 if they hadn't put all these requirements on it. I mean, literally $4 million over a $4,000 job because of strict requirements they had that made no sense.
Yeah, our regulations are a joke. When people talk about affordable housing, they really need to realize when you build a house in the middle of nowhere in California, why does it still cost more money than you can buy a home, brand new home build in Las Vegas? The reason is because we've put so many requirements, so many regulations, that the Building Industry Association, when they did a study, said up to 40% of a new home build is due to regulations. We are killing people with affordability.
Yeah.
People cannot afford to live in California because our government keeps on putting more and more regulations, more and more taxes. That's why we have the highest poverty rate in America.
Yeah.
Over 1 in 5 Californians live in poverty. 47% of Californians consider themselves working poor. And this is the hand of our current government that continues down these paths. And their solution is, we need more of your money. We need more of your money, and so because we know best. It's backwards. Government's there to do certain things, to work for us, and the rest of the stuff we're supposed to take care of. They've lost sight of what their role is, and it's become insanity up there.
Constantino, okay, now how do people get a hold of you so they can see what you're saying? Facebook, your website. How do they get a hold of you so they can support you?
The best way is because people have a problem pronouncing or spelling my name, Constantino Sorditas. So I have a website that is cacontroller.com for what I'm running for, California Controller. So cacontroller.com is the best website, best way for people to get a hold of me. They can find our links for our Facebook, to Twitter. They can email the campaign there and learn more about us there.
I think that you've got a lot of great ideas here, and I wish you just the best of luck, and you've got my vote.
Well, thank you so very much, sir. I greatly appreciate it.
You bet. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Check them out. Go on down. Cornerstone Community Bank. They're a local bank. They're your friends and neighbors. Go on down to the newest branch at 1845 California Street. See how they are moving local dreams forward. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. We're going to take a break. Be right back with some Marines in here.
14 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Resner, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew your spirit. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, we kindly welcome you to indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul. With catered and customized treatments, our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our primary goal is that after visiting with us, you are relaxed and revitalized from your personal spa experience. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, spend an hour, or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products. We are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation at Wind River Spa.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Paul Zoet.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of town, the epicenter of change, starting right here. 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 16th of October. 60 degrees out there in the city right here. It's cooler when you're outside, like around the airport. It's going up to 88 today with a low of 55 tonight. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans during any time during the year. And it's starting to get colder. Better start lining up your propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Has the only trained watch repairman in town is at Four Winds Jewelry. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading is Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And if it's getting close to the Marine Corps birthday, it's got to be the Gunny with me. Good morning, Guns.
Good morning, Colonel.
So, Marine Corps ball's coming up.
It is indeed, and thank you very much for having me. We'll
never turn down the. You know what? I see you all the time, and you know, I mean, what? And how can somebody not love a Marine like you are?
Well, thank you very much, and God bless. The You're right. The 243rd birthday of our beloved Corps is coming up on November the 10th, and we will celebrate here in Redding at Wind River. But for what people might not know, that this is a worldwide celebration. Every American embassy in every country in the world, on November the 10th, the ambassador will host a Marine Corps ball. And it is tradition. And that is just the basic part of the Marine Corps is tradition. We love tradition. We rely on tradition. And
any place that there are two or more Marines gathered, you will celebrate the Marine Corps birthday. And if you don't have the Commandant's message, Commandant Lejeune's message in your back pocket, then shame on you to be able to read it in a formation in the middle of the jungle.
Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Colonel, you will have the honor of reading General Lejeune's. And if people don't know, the Marine Corps base in Camp Lejeune in North Carolina is named after one of our commandants. He was a proud Louisiana Cajun, Lejeune.
Well, he was also, Lejeune was a, we've had a lot of very famous Marines. Lejeune, when he wrote this thing, the Commandant's Message, we read it. Every birthday we read it about the Corps of Marines that came together in 1775 and what we do, what our job is. And then, of course, the Commandant's Message. If you're looking to go to a great birthday celebration, you don't have to be in the military to do this. You just have to be wanted to see pomp and circumstance where we march in the colors, you march in the cake, our guest of honor, the bagpipes and the drums are doing, and a great dinner out at Wind River.
You're right, and also it's probably the best bargain that you can get in this county. We raffle off three weapons every year, and we use that money. So we're a nonprofit. We use that money to defray our dining expenses. So there's nowhere in the world that you can get dinner, dancing, and a great tradition for $35, $75 for a couple. And like the Colonel said, it's open to the public. We would like somebody to come down and get a little bit of taste of the Marine Corps, because we are unique, I think. And I was telling the Colonel today that I saw an ad in Sunday's newspaper in the parade section where one of our brothers' services advertised for enlistment, 30 days leave and world travel. And I think our Corps is a little bit different from that. The first thing a recruiter might say to you is, I just don't think you have the stones to cut it. Am I wasting my time? So it's a challenge.
Yeah, you know, when you told me about that, I went, really? They said that? Because, you know, the Marine Corps advertises, you know, the guys in the recruit's face saying, I didn't promise you a growth garden.
That's right.
Or, you know what, you think you're, you know, if you think you can run with the pack, you know, come on in. Well, the other thing too is that world travel for Marines is that you go to a place like Afghanistan or Iraq, and the travel part is a helicopter or a Humvee. You land and then you fight it out for 6 months to a year, and then the world travel, you come back home and then you get your leave. Well, so, I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but if there's other services that can provide that, you know, where it's just world travel and that, God bless them.
Well, you know,
we know who we're talking about.
Every branch of the military gets a toast in this, because we do.
Everyone does. We have
great respect for our brothers and sisters.
Oh, absolutely.
And anybody who holds up his hand and pledges, he writes a check. And so we don't belittle anybody.
It's just that we
are sort of unique in our pride What we strive for is that Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, and you got to go through 12 or 14 weeks of torture before you. And the proudest day of your life is when your senior drill instructor has a cigar box full of Eagles, Globes, and Anchors and hands you one. And for the first time in 12 weeks, he calls you Marine. You're no longer a maggot or puke.
Okay, guns is from the old Corps, and I'm not sure they call people maggot and puke anymore, but I do tell you this, it is a challenge. And when you, and that last week when they go through the crucible down in, they move them from their training, their barracks for the training there into the crucible where they go through a lot of physical training and they're pushed. And at the end of that, when they are handed that the EGA, the Eagle Globe and Anchor, they've earned it, and you can be so proud of your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, that when they've done this. And well, so what we do every year on November 10th, and this has been going on in Reading for gosh, decades and decades, the Marine Corps celebration, and we used to have it, two or three different groups having it, but now we've all come together. And this party, and you know, there's dancing, there's a band, and like I said, everybody's invited to this. And if you've never seen it, you need to come in one time to see the like I said, the pomp and circumstance where the old traditions are, you know, a piece of cake is handed to our oldest Marine, who then passes it down to the youngest Marine as a symbol of passing our passage of experience and esprit de corps down to that next generation. And it's quite touching. And like I said, then the commandant's message, our present commandant's message, is played on the video. And it's just, you know, it's a good time, like I said. You know what? And it's a good time to stand up because you feel proud of all of our services in our country.
Well, that's what we're all about. And like you said, we do encourage public participation. When you come out, you don't necessarily have to be pro-military or military. It's dinner and dancing. And I'm going to throw in something here that if you would like to join us for this great celebration, you want to call Mike Gutierrez. And his phone number is 530-524-7595, and call Mike. And Mike's also a Vietnam veteran. He was a tanker. He was a commissioned officer. I think he got out as a captain. And we have just a beautiful. We have a marvelous guest speaker. Every year we've been so blessed with our speakers here.
We have.
We've had people who 5.5 years in the Hanoi Hilton. Marine pilots who were aces in World War II in Korea. This general this year actually is a Marine colonel. He taught at West Point. And
our one last year was a young sergeant that had lost a leg in Afghanistan.
Most inspirational young man you'd ever
he's
met.
He's now deputy sheriff down in
He's a serving police officer in Chula Vista. And he lost a leg, and he went through the academy, the police academy with one leg, graduated number one, and he was our guest speaker. And you know, his speech, Colonel, was how the Marine Corps taught me to overcome adversity. And so, I don't know.
Great. Okay. So, now, if you want tickets to this, again, you can call
Mike.
Call Gunnery Sergeant, or Iron Mike Gutierrez,
yes, uh-huh.
And then, or you can call the station here 605-4565, and we'll get you attached there to Mike, so that you can get tickets for this. And think, you know, you can think about this for $35 a ticket, that perhaps a table for your business, and you know, something like that might be good.
We're a 501c. If you get a table, if your business gets a table, we are a 501c. So there is a tax incentive.
There is. If you join us for a great time. Okay. Gunny?
Thank you very much, Colonel.
Any last thoughts here?
No, sir. Just God bless the United States of America, and God bless our Marine Corps and all of our service people serving worldwide, and Semper Fi Daedalus.
Okay. Now, let me just add on to this one, because we just got like about a minute left. Is the idea, we also have the stand down that's going to be next week, October 25th, 26th, and 27th. And how a lot of the same people you see here supporting the Marine Corps Ball and the U.S. Air Force and the Navy and the Army, they're down there also supporting the stand down 2018, which is it's for all homeless veterans and their families. And it's a hand up, not a handout. It's going to be next Thursday and Friday at Facero Hall and Trinity Hall down at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, and they're still looking for volunteers. They're looking for donations there, but it's a big handout. It's a big not a handout. It's a big help to our veterans that need the help there, and we'll talk more about it. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Richard Thomason.
A high-level Turkish official claims that police in a search of the Saudi consulate in Istanbul did find evidence that a missing Saudi journalist had been killed there. The anonymous official did not elaborate, according to the AP. Meanwhile, President Trump is offering his own theory about what might have happened to that missing man.
Jamal Khashoggi is feared dead since he has not been seen since walking into the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago. Turkish officials say they believe Saudi agents killed Khashoggi. The president says rogue killers may be responsible after saying Saudi Arabia's king told him during a phone call that he has no knowledge of what happened to Khashoggi.
We're going to try getting to the bottom of it very soon, but his was a flat denial.
The president says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to Saudi Arabia and anywhere else necessary to find out what happened. Sagar Magani, Washington.
5 days after Hurricane Michael clobbered the Florida panhandle, people still struggling to locate friends and loved ones who haven't been heard from since the storm hit. Defense Secretary Mattis not saying much about President Trump's statement that Mattis could be leaving his Pentagon job. Asked his thoughts while on board a U.S. aircraft carrier, Mattis replied that he would say
nothing at all. I'm on his team. We have never talked about me leaving, and as you can see right here, we're on our way. We just continue doing our job.
And Mattis says the president has assured him that he is 100% safe in his job. America's employers posted the most jobs in two decades in August, and hiring also reached a record high. It's fresh evidence that the companies are desperate to staff up amid solid economic growth. Stocks are rallying this morning on Wall Street, the Dow up 319 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You shield my head in the day of battle. Amen?
Amen.
Based on the true story of an Army chaplain and his wife.
I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family under God.
It made me appreciate family more.
The theme of redemption was just so powerful.
If that couple can find hope, I think we all can.
Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 26th. For tickets and showtimes, go to indivisiblemovie.com.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
One of the world's most celebrated paintings, Rembrandt's The Night Watch, will be undergoing restoration at the Amsterdam Museum, where it's on display, and visitors will be able to watch as that painstaking process unfolds.
The delicate restoration will be carried out in the grand hall of the Rijksmuseum, where the Night Watch currently hangs. A rare touch-up is considered essential to remove a haze from the surface of the vast canvas, which depicts an almost life-size military group portrait. The Night Watch is famous for the Dutch artist's use of light and shadow, and the sense of movement in what would traditionally have been a static scene. The restoration will be conducted by a team of 10 researchers and 8 restorers. It is scheduled to start in July 2019.
That's the BBC's Anna Holligan reporting from The Hague. News and analysis at townhall.com. The federal budget deficit this fiscal year has surged to $779 billion. That's the highest level in 6 years.
The Treasury Department says tax revenues are not keeping pace with government spending, and the deficit spiked $113 billion more than the year before. and will likely deepen next year to over $1 trillion. It's due in part to President Trump's tax cuts, causing the government to borrow more to cover spending, with $1.5 trillion of revenue no longer coming in over a decade. Analysts say, although the Trump administration said the tax cuts would pay for themselves through stronger growth, that has not yet happened. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Bill Gates says he's heartbroken over the death of Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Allen died yesterday, complications of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was 65 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays, as everyone knows. It is 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 16th of October, 2018. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Perfect place to buy those lotto tickets that are worth $675 million. I just don't know what I would do. I don't know what I'm going to do with all that money. I do know that I may build a new jail here in Shasta County with, you know, spots for like 400 people or more. Like I said, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Bob, what's the latest weather look like?
Well, depending on who you ask, if you're up at Benton Airport, here's a tale of two airports. If you're at Benton, you're getting 66 degrees, but if you're out at Reading Muni, you're getting 45. So take your
pick. Oh, my gosh.
Temperatures just all over the place. But we're going to see a high throughout the area close to 90 degrees today. The north winds that have been drying everything out and generally knocking stuff all over the place will be dying down this evening, so that's going to be better. Winds will calm. That'll reduce the fire danger, but things are dry, folks. Don't let the calendar fool you. We are in very dry, very dangerous fire conditions, so please act accordingly.
And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business, family-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans and has payment plans out there for all of our people. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? 55 degrees, and it's going to be 45 degrees, and it's going to be cold. And have you had your heater looked at? Have you had your systems looked at? Have you had your filters cleaned since the fires? Have the air ducts? If you have a separate unit for heating, when you turn it on, it's going to be little puffs of black smoke that come through your house. Well, Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that has been in the business well over 25 years, voted best in the North State. These are really, really super people that have Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? If you can't do better than Alliance Heating and Air when it comes to HVAC, give them a call, 221-2642, or learn more from their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. It's that time of the year again, but we see Dr. Pamela DeNuca more than that, but it's breast cancer awareness time.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob.
How are you doing today?
Doing good.
I tell you what, I never worry about you coming on. And I'm saying, well, we got like 3 minutes left, and then I see the car pull up, and then you're out in the end, plenty of time. You know, this is kind of like, this is perfect. This is like you're asking for something, and it arrives just in time. And you don't even have to worry about it.
Sometimes I get late, too.
So, good morning, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, now, you're here because this is these next few months are just something that people really, really need to be aware of. And we're starting, you know, I think, you know, this month it's the breast cancer awareness.
Right.
And you know what? Every, you know, when you come in and speak to us, it's one of hope and one of, I think, a future, not one of just tragedy.
That's what I want to make, you know, the oncology. I feel that is where we are all heading, towards hope. Because a lot has been done, and you can see all the new things coming out in the field, it gives me actually so much excitement and hope for our patients that, you know, they can keep going longer and longer as far as we can go. And if someday we can make oncology just like any other chronic disease that you take your medicines and keep living your life, that's what our goal is.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
That's all we want.
Now, but in breast cancer, when we talk about breast cancer, this is a cancer that depends on, I mean, it depends on early detection. The early detection can save a person's life.
And all other cancers in most of the cases, if we can find early, we can treat early, we can even cure it. So early detection is the key in most of the cancers. Unfortunately, we don't have screening on all of them, and we don't need on all of them because of how they present and the incidences, and there are a lot that goes to decide on that because of the limited resources that we have. But at least in those that we do have a good screening medium to detect early, it is very helpful.
Okay. Now, you've told me, of course, you know, you have Pace Cancer Center, and you've told us over the years that there's three types of cancer that, if detected early, can be cured.
That's correct.
And
you've learned your lessons well.
I've learned my lessons well. You know, I always take something away from you, and you know, and the heart people that come in, Dr. Khan, you know, the people that come in, I go, oh yeah, okay, I knew that. But breast cancer, cervical cancer, and
colon cancer
are the three that, detected early, can be cured.
That's true. And lung cancer also should be added to it, but we don't have good screening for it. But that is one very important one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it should be, but unfortunately, we end up detecting most of the time pretty late, and it's not helpful that late. But if we have a good screening mechanism for lung cancer, I think we'll reach much closer to our goal of taking care of it as contrast to what we have right now.
Okay. Now, you said that there is, you know, new things coming out. I want to get to that, you know, in a little bit. Mm-hmm. But for as far as breast cancer goes, and because this is our focus, you know, today, is early detection. What should women be doing?
Right now, there are different agencies. I mean, you know, American Cancer Society, U.S. Task Force, we have different recommendations, but common recommendation is, at present, two big ones, they say after 50, we should have mammograms every year. And after 40, every 2 years, certainly in somebody who has somebody in the family, they should have mammograms done. Mammograms is easy way of detecting, but it is not perfect. So we women should themselves be aware of it. And I'm so glad that they are, actually, most of the time. But sometimes you see surprising cases and you're just stunned. So most of the time they are aware and they go for it. And I personally feel women are more careful about their health than men, actually.
I think that's true.
Yeah,
I think that unless you've been in like the military where you get poked and prodded on a regular basis and you get used to that.
Right.
So when you get out, you expect to have a physical every 6 months or whatever they do, a year and take out a blood and then colonoscopies because, you just expect that. So I think that goes on. But I think you're right. I think most men will just put off things until all of a sudden they're just, you know, it's like, well, how'd they die?
Yeah, so it's.
And I've had three friends of mine die here in the last month.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm only saying that because two of them were total surprises, and one had cancer, and I can't remember what kind it was, but the again, early detection, if you just can take care of yourself too. I mean, because I believe you said before that lifestyle also has an impact.
After, you know, our bodies can take a lot when we are younger, but as we start growing older, we all have to start taking care of our health in our own hands. And making lifestyle changes help. Certainly, even in breast cancer, as we are talking about breast cancer, we have many things that can help take care and lower our risk, even general risk of having breast cancer.
Okay, we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. That's going to be my hook into that there's things you can do lifestyle-wise, it's going to help prevent breast cancer. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Bastiani Arms. You know, they've started their, their ninth year also here at 2539 Larkspur. John and Sarah have built a very successful company. We're talking about how most, how one out of every four companies fails in the first year, the second one within 4 years, the third one within 10 years. Well, Bastiani Arms is that 25% that is still out there, still slugging it out because they have great customer service. They have the types of firearms that you like, all the accessories and great classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and more. All of this at Bastiani Arms, and veterans get discounts. Veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. It's the only place I go to buy my firearms. Give them a call at 222-8222 or stop by Tuesday through Saturday, Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka from Pace Cancer Center talking about breast cancer awareness.
Friends for a night with Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, October 19th. Ranked by Comedy Central as one of the 100 greatest stand-ups of all time, actor and comedian Sinbad has had audiences laughing over three decades. His storytelling style of comedy is profound without being profane.
Marriage is work. Marriage is a career. It's not an adventure. You do more before five than most folks do all day. It's like the military. And all you men out here 55 years old trying to date some girl 20 like she like you. Are you out your mind? She wants your house. You want a woman to understand the signs of stroke.
Do not miss your chance to see Sinbad live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Friday, October 19th. Tickets start at $20. For tickets or to reserve a room in our hotel, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Don't forget to download the Wind River app.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Reading. During my term, we've worked hard to make Reading as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and cars. Carnegie Park, or the bike pump park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Reading. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Yeah, you'll stop. I have the right of way. Or really. Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
We built this city. We built this city on
Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 20 minutes after the hour. This is Carl Watt, and we're here at KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. It's 60 degrees out there, going up to 88 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing us this segment. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark and her well-trained group of professionals can help you. Schedules based around the needs of you and your loved ones, not them. Learn more at readinghomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there is no place like home. We're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka from Pace Cancer Center, and our oncologist here in town. And we're talking about breast cancer awareness and breast cancer. And we talked about detection, but now, before we left, we talked Dr. Dhanuka is going to talk to us about there are lifestyle changes you can make that will have a favorable impact on your, preventing cancer, too.
Right. So there are few simple and few not so simple. We have hereditary, familial things that we can't do anything about. You know, mm-hmm. We just have to be extra careful, extra alert, and get to screening sooner in those situations. But there are some which we all can help ourselves with. Exercise, number one. They say 3 to 4 hours exercise per week mm-hmm. actually helps to reduce your risk of breast cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Second thing is...
Would that be all cancer or just breast cancer, do you think?
Most all cancer.
Most all cancers is regular exercise.
Regular exercise. They do, it's not one-to-one
right.
specific, but
yeah.
This is a documented, noted, mm-hmm. thing that happens that people can reduce risk by being active and following a regular exercise routine.
And it doesn't hurt you either. See, it's
it
not something that's going to harm you.
Right.
And it also helps you with
it
your heart, too.
It helps you. And the mechanisms, they haven't understood fully. There are many ways through which this acts, but it does make a difference.
Okay, great. Okay, exercise.
Number two is alcohol intake. For women especially, cutting down... not taking alcohol helps because even one drink a day can increase your risk by many times.
For women?
For women.
For breast cancer.
One
drink a day, even though they've heard for so many years
that it is okay.
One glass of wine is okay.
Yeah, so alcohol actually has much more impact on women than men. So that is something to keep in mind. And the other thing is about weight. Weight is also important. Smoking also, though not directly linked, but still impacts because of the toxins that are absorbed in the body, also has an effect on the risk.
Let me ask a question then.
Sure.
These fires we've had
mm-hmm.
this summer,
mm-hmm.
the tremendous amount of rosin and the smoke that's mm-hmm. come down and the ash that's mm-hmm. come on and those old mm-hmm. nanoparticles,
right.
Will that have an impact? Do you believe that when it gets into your system, could that have an impact, too, on people and cancer?
See, more risk is long-term exposure.
Okay.
Short-term exposure, we do have mechanisms in our body to take care of, macrophages and other mm-hmm. things that clean up. Even if we are exposed, it helps it. And it's not long-term damaging.
I see.
These risk factors are... I'm talking about years, 10 years, 20 years, long-term thing. But short-term exposure to anything, toxin, and we have systems to detoxify. Our own body systems takes care of it. So it helps get there, and it may or may not, I don't know for sure, but I don't think it will have any risk for cancers.
Okay.
Because cancer risks are mostly how long you have been exposed to it, most of the time.
Okay, so that's good to hear, though, because I know people with heart conditions or lung conditions that this did have an impact
right.
on them. But so that if somebody is a short term, like we were during the during the fires, your body has a way of cleaning that up, and that would not specifically have anything to do
on
with the
cancer.
Cancer.
It can affect your lungs. It can
right.
cause problems to your lungs, and
right.
have you may have higher problems with the breathing and lung
yes.
issues. But for cancers, you need a long term chronic exposure.
Okay,
and that's when the problem usually builds up.
Okay. All right. So we've talked about 3 to 4 hours of exercise a week. Cut back. You know, forget that thing you've heard about one drink of alcohol is okay. Weight loss, keeping yourself in shape. And then the other one was cut back or cut out smoking.
Smoking, yes.
Okay. Anything else that people could do? All these are
fat,
just like
high fat diet. Cutting down on the those ones also help.
No high fat diet. So you know, people take these different types of diets. They go into, you see that
the keto diet.
Is that a high fat diet?
It's a high fat diet, certainly. I mean, it's basically a diet geared towards reducing your weight, and it only works in short term. I would not advise anybody keto diet for long term because it actually catabolizes your own body tissues. In long term use, it's basically ketoacidosis that you go into, kind of like a. So short term, it helps to reduce the weight, but long term, it's not an advisable thing. So you need to use it to bring it down and then maintain a healthier and less fat or
less fat in your diet and more balance.
And more exercise. That is long term. So there are short term plan and long term plan. Keto is a short term. It should never be long term plan.
Okay. I should tell my dog that. She's gaining a little weight there on a high-fat diet. I don't know. Okay, anything else that people might want to do to change how they're living their lives that's going to give them a better chance of not suffering from cancer?
I believe cancer is inevitable considering we are all living longer.
Really?
It's inevitable. Each one of us probably at some point of time, if we live long enough, we will get cancer. It's what I understand is it is basically what we have is accumulated mistakes in our bodies that eventually cause them to cause abnormal cells and then they multiply.
Okay.
So
if you live long enough,
you are going to get
these cells will eventually run into each other.
Right. So because so it's just we only 100, 200 years ago, we were only living 40s. 40, 45 was the average age of people. Now, average age of Americans today is 80s, 85. We are living two lives in one life.
I like that. You know, and I like, you know what, if you live it right.
Right.
If you live it right, then when you come sliding in that last day, the candle is gone. You're kind of like, what a life.
Right.
On the other hand, you don't want to do that when you're 40.
Right, yeah. So it's important that, you know, how long, we have to keep that in mind as well. I mean, our cardiology colleagues have done great wonders that people are able to live because that only a few decades ago, cardiology diseases were the number one problems.
Right.
Right now, they are not so. I mean, people still die of heart diseases and cardiac issues, but not as much as they were dying 20 years ago. And now major problem seems to be the cancers because what we have been able to take care and what they seem like they are the biggest challenge we have at this time.
Okay, now one of the things you said when we first started, and I'm going to take another break, so be on this, that was there are new things that are happening. That, you know, and every time you come on, you talk about, well, you know, this, they've seen this and they're trying this and all that. I find that extremely interesting because, you know, like you said, when there's certain types of cancer like breast cancer, you got everybody's attention. Everybody poured all the money into it. So now we've got all these great detection methods. It's not a death certificate anymore. People can be treated right away and all this. Same thing with colon cancer. Same thing with cervical cancer. But you're always because you're always on the edge of this, finding, you know, there are things that are going on that can save people, and are just like maybe years away.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka to talk about, you know, just there are other things. There are other things out there that they're working on right now that people would have been a death certificate if they got it, but maybe no longer. This portion of the show, maybe this is appropriate, is brought to us by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business since 1993, helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners in all their insurance and financial needs under one roof. Give her a call, 221-0441. Judy Maxwell, an expert, a great person, somebody wants to take care of you and your family. We'll be right back with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
Brian Daly for Assembly, 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
For over 45 years, the Original Clydes TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clydes TV. Clydes has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bond.
Welcome back to
Nothing in My Brain.
Is that Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a registered Democrat. Okay. Oh, did I say that? I did not mean it like that. But she is a registered Democrat. 27, and she made, and she just made like $46 million off that. So, you know, she's laughing all the way to the bank. 27 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on Tuesday, the 16th of October. 60 degrees going up to 88 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And North State Security is bringing us this segment, North State Security, and Ounce of Prevention since 1968. They've got a program there that if you want help at your house or your business in 10 minutes or less, they have the program. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg either. They're there to help. This is their philosophy. They're there to help. They're there to keep you safe. 243-0295, North State Security. I am honored to have Dr. Pramila Dhanuka here with me from Pace Cancer Center Oncologist.
Thank you, God.
And
thank you for having me here.
Oh, no. You know, we just think the world of you and your husband, Dr. Dhanuka, other Dr. Dhanuka. And if people that don't know our guest is, they literally could have lived anywhere in the world. He is an internist or...
Gastroenterologist.
Okay. And, of course, you're an oncologist. Could have lived anywhere in the United States and lived in different spots and then came to Reading and found a home. And
that's
you have
right.
found a home. People here admire you, respect you, love you.
We love it here.
And
it's really beautiful and people are really nice.
And, like I said, you could have been anywhere. And your kids, you know, you got one in, you know, your oldest daughter's in medical school in New York. The second oldest is in Georgetown studying School of Foreign Service, and she's brilliant.
Yeah.
And your son, who is a computer master and a whiz at a tennis plane, is, you know, he's going to be an engineer, a computer engineer, who knows what, but he's also moving into that direction. And we're really blessed to have this family in our society and in our town. So thank you a lot. And you thank me for being on. No, thank you for being here. You provide such a great service, you and your husband.
We have found our community. We have found our people here. So we are blessed to be here.
And Paius just told me that. He says, feel closer here than sometimes the family back in the...
That is true.
Back in the in India.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's like that. You find that you're closer to your friends than you are in some family members.
Right.
You know,
that
because they have more in common with you. And say sometimes your family does.
That's right.
Yeah. So we were talking about these there's new advances all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're constantly reading on these, but what are some of the advances that you want to talk about?
In the field of chemotherapies?
Yeah, well, chemotherapies, but discovering cancer. I thought I saw something the other day. You know, I think we talked one time about cell, you know, how cells can be transferred, but I'm not sure if that was it or not.
See, right now, traditionally, we have used chemotherapies to fight cancer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which directly kills the cancer.
And so you...
It affects the DNA and kills the cancer.
So that chemotherapy is done how?
Intravenous. And some of them can be oral.
Okay.
So those are traditionally are weapons that we have used against cancer. And we are moving more and more towards targeted therapies right now, where instead of killing the whole, gearing towards the whole cell, which ends up affecting other nearby cells also, mm-hmm. we are actually targeting the area on the cell, basically and going after individual cells, more identifying more cancer cells and going after those cells rather than the bystander normal cells.
The collateral, doing away with the collateral damage.
Right. So
okay.
Trying to cut down on the collateral damage as much as possible. So these targeted therapies that we are using nowadays are better on the side effects, patient tolerability because of those. Because they are going only after the cancer cells. And there is some side effects happen, but not as much as we were seeing with the previous regular routine chemotherapies that we were doing. So these are an improvement on the previous one. As we are moving forward, we are seeing newer, whole group of new therapies coming up, which are called immunotherapies. Immunotherapies are basically what they do is they are using your own, cancer uses our own immune system to grow. It basically is able to fraud our immune system.
It fools us.
It fools the immune system, frauds it, and uses it for its own growth. So what we are doing right now is... reclaiming our own immune system away from the cancer use and using it against the cancer cells. So this is in simple terms what the immunotherapies are. And they are much easier though they do have some serious side effects, but they are much easier tolerability-wise for the patient as long as we keep an eye on those big side effects that can happen, and they actually are bringing much better results as well.
Okay, now so, we're talking about immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy.
By the way, we're with Dr. Pranlet Dhanuka, Pace Cancer Center oncologist here in town. So you're directing it. You're using your body.
But your
instead
own
of immune... instead of being used by cancer, now you're using your body to fight cancer.
Yes, your own immune system, you're keep bringing it back, reclaiming it towards your side to fight the cancer. So that's what the new treatments do. And
if a person is psychologically a fighter,
mm-hmm.
they have that tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help?
Absolutely, Carl. We have our Pace Cancer Center. You know what
yeah.
the whole acronym is about: positive attitude, care, and excellence. The first and the most important thing is the attitude of the patient, because if you have hope, if you have the right attitude to deal with the cancer, you go much longer than people who don't.
That's what I was asking, because if it's your immunotherapy, you're using your own body
right.
to fight back against it. If you've got that tenacity, that fighter's mindset, that it's got to be able to help.
It helps. Your attitude helps. And when we are able to use these other systems that are existing, that helps. So the whole idea is to use it in the right direction.
Okay. Now, you said that there are side effects from the immunotherapy.
Everything has side effects.
Everything has side
effects. Every treatment has side effects. Every action has side effects. So
okay.
we have to be prepared for it. But what we give and what we take is, I think, where we have to kind of strike a balance here.
Okay.
So to me, it looks like it's getting better symptoms-wise, side effects-wise. We are getting in a better zone as compared to generic, non-specific toxicities that we were used to dealing with earlier.
Okay.
We have more specific things that are happening, and then we know how to take care of those, and then we take care and help the patient going forward. Then there are, of course, newer research coming up in CAR T cells in almost all the cancers, you know, most of the hematological cancers and other things. But we are not there yet to be able to use those for public. It's very expensive, and a lot has to be done before it becomes available to in a mass scale. But definitely, immunotherapies have already made a mark. Already, as we are treating right now, we are treating mm-hmm. patients even though they are expensive. But it is coming, and it's making a huge impact on our patient population here.
Wow, that's great. I mean, when you hear, every time you come on, you've got a new, there's more hope.
There is more hope.
There's more hope all the time.
That's right.
But the positive attitude. That's huge in everything.
Yeah.
You have people with, you know, you see people that should never die. I'm talking about out in combat. You see people should never die, and they do.
Mm-hmm.
And other people that should be dead, and they'll live. And it's the whole thing is how they're.
No, absolutely.
You're
right.
Spirit.
You're absolutely right. It's what we are as people that
yeah.
also, of course, makes a difference. And one remarkable thing which I've always noticed is when we have family support behind certain patients, they always do better.
Wow.
So it's your support system that is behind you that
mm-hmm.
takes you a long way too.
I believe that. I believe that too. You know, anytime you have a support group
mm-hmm.
and then you've got a positive attitude, you've got people behind you
mm-hmm.
helping you with this, you know what? You need that kind of thing. You
right.
need that will help you fight because it's, you know, you're in a fight for your life
right.
when it gets down to it.
That's right.
Okay, we're here with Dr. Pranlet Dhanuka from Pace Cancer Center, but we're talking about, you know, Pace Cancer Center, you know, PA is the positive attitude. I love that. But there's new ways of treating cancers. It's coming out all the time. And just because somebody reads something, you know, from before, or, oh, gosh, I used to, oh, no, you're you know, that's it. You're finished. Well, that's not true anymore.
Yeah. No, it's weird. We have made in my lifetime, I've been short-term compared to a lot of people who have been here long-term on this field. I feel the difference of what we were doing 10 years ago and what we are doing now,
mm-hmm.
and what we were doing 15 years ago and what you are doing now. So it's huge. I think we are heading in the right direction here.
That's great. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Pranlet Dhanuka from Pace Cancer Center, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, again, we're going back to breast cancer because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and ways you can test, and there's other ways of testing for breast cancer. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Man's last stronghold, what can I say? And a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
You know you make me wanna
kick.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Reading Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Reading Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Reading Kia, ReadingKia.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five-Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
There's back outside the game. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're going to go to that home on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460.
I'm ready.
You want to see these guys.
These guys are great. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's on the 16th. Today's going to be go up to 88. Tomorrow's going to be beautiful also. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This, you know, I want to talk about the Pink Pub Crawl since this is Breast Cancer Awareness Week. And we've got Dr. Pramila Dhanuka with us talking about breast cancer. The Pink Pub Crawl, downtown Reading, Saturday, October the 20th. Viva Downtown, a nonprofit organization. is teamed up with NorCal Think Pink to promote breast cancer awareness and a fun-filled night to paint downtown pink, with event-goers encouraged to get zany and fun with pink attire for the first-ever Pink Pub Crawl Saturday, October 20th, starting at 7 p.m.
That's great.
Encouraged to drink, to dress pink, and will receive a map, pink light-up bracelet, and discounted drinks or a signature pint drink available to purchase. They've encouraged the bars to get pretty in pink as well. Proceeds benefit NorCal Think Pink and Viva Downtown. Shameless O'Leary's, Downtown Bar and Grill, Vintage Public House, Final Draft Brewing, Maxwell's, Post Office, Woody's, and Club 501. You start at Viva Downtown at 1725 Market Street next to the Cascade. Well, now we're out. Now we can walk along the streets dressed in pink with little pink lights flashing.
That's wonderful.
Office,
I love it.
And then, and to bring attention to cancer awareness and for people
that's
to.
That's great.
I mean, is that
let's
cool?
All go.
Let's all go. Let's go down and drink. Let's all get drink. Let's all drink. Drink yeah. beer. Wear purple. Wear pink lights
yeah.
and get run over by some car in the crosswalk or something. No, I'm just kidding about that. Okay, we're here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka, of course, from oncologist at Pace Cancer Center. We've been talking about cancer, but breast cancer specifically. Now, identification of it. There's various ways, and one of the questions I asked was, we've heard for years about self-examination
mm-hmm.
and your thoughts on that.
Self-examination, I believe it is very important for every woman to self-examine their breasts and get the feel of it, how the texture, how they feel and everything. But they are not recommended for screening by the American Cancer Society or a U.S. Task Force.
Just not to use this as a screening.
But everybody should have the sense of what's happening with their own body. And self-breast exam is one of those ways of knowing your breasts.
Okay. And then, so self-exam is that so women are know what their breasts feel like, and then after they've had their other exams, so they have that. But that shouldn't be used as their sole
That should not be used as sole screening method, because sometimes it can fail and sometimes we don't know what we are looking. So it takes a little bit training before to identify
sure.
things. So I think it's good to just know, and any change. So if anything changes, you can detect it early. It should be done regularly for that purpose, but not to solely rely for screening purposes on a large scale.
Okay, what's the next step then?
Next, usually we recommend, everybody... above 40, every 2 years, mammograms. Above 50, yearly mammograms, till 70.
Okay.
75 nowadays, basically.
They
don't recommend it after that as of now, but I'm sure as people are living longer and longer, we will end up stretching our upper limits of screening as well.
Yeah, I got another 25 years there, 75.
Yeah.
Come on.
So all these were made when people were not living as longer. So our guidelines are still have to catch up with our improvement.
With our age, right?
Age that we are doing, right?
Okay, then after the mammogram?
Usually, if they see something suspicious on the mammogram, they do check with ultrasounds.
Mm-hmm.
Ultrasounds can detect if it is a cystic or a solid mass. That's where it is very helpful. And sometimes you don't need anything else done. Just by ultrasound, you can take out, okay, it's nothing to worry or something that needs to be kept in mind. And you can repeat ultrasounds. And it's a non-invasive technique, and you don't need anything more.
You don't get radiation on
right.
that one.
That's, yeah. So
okay.
Sometimes there may be suspicious lesions on the breast, and then they go ahead and decide for doing a biopsy on those suspicious ones,
mm-hmm.
which look like they need to do it. So biopsies help making sure that they are not seeing anything bad there.
Okay.
Certain familial young people, young women, and women who have family history. Sometimes mammograms are not effective enough because they are not able to pick up on the breasts are dense and
mm-hmm.
tissues are subcutaneous, intra breast tissues is very dense. So it's difficult to get an exact picture or better picture in those situations. And MRIs are very useful in those women. who are younger and have more fibrodense breasts or have breast density. They give you a number when you go how dense your breast is. And so if somebody has a very dense breast, then the MRIs are more useful. Or somebody has family history of having breast cancer or some familial syndromes that have breast cancer, those ones. Somebody who's exposed to radiation early on when they were a kid, they need, they are the ones also that need breast cancer MRIs.
Oh, okay. Like, say they were being treated for something else.
Hodgkin's or radiation was given when they were kids, so they have a higher risk of having breast cancer. Those women need to be having MRIs.
Okay. So now the MRI, now that, the only thing contentious about that is the insurance companies sometimes.
Yeah,
don't like to
they
do
can
that.
Sometimes cause problem, but if you know the right thing and you have the right people working on it, it usually helps. To get it all through.
Okay, so it just gets it through like
it
that.
It gets through, yeah.
Okay, so we have self-examination, which should not be relied on, but a woman should do this to be familiar. Then we do the mammogram. I'll be okay. Mammogram. If something's there, then they can do the ultrasound, which is non-invasive, no x-rays.
Right.
And then the biopsy.
If needed.
If needed. And then the last then would be the MRI.
Right.
Okay, I don't want this to sound facetious, but I've seen where, again, in the papers, they're talking about women with implants, that it's causing, they're saying it's causing disease in the woman's breast. Can implants cause, lead to cancer? Is there any type of relationship to that?
There were a lot of studies that were looking at it, especially when we had those silicone implants. They were, but I don't think any of them showed any direct link of any implant causing breast cancer.
Okay. I know that there was, you know, that it was supposedly all this money was paid out, and they said, you know, there's nothing going on there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the studies didn't show any link, direct linkage on the breast cancer. Somebody who has predisposition from before, that is a different situation.
I just, when you start hearing about girls 16 and 17 having these things done to themselves, it just, I don't know. It's strange. And I would think that, you know, if there was some kind of harmful, you know, down the road, you've got to worry about it, that, you know, people should, you know about that kind
That's
of thing.
That's right. And first of all, it's too early.
Yeah.
I think it's just...
society.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what we put price on.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So we've talked about breast cancer awareness. We've talked about the... how new treatments are coming, immunodeficiency. I mean, we're using our own system to fight the fight cancer. That there's other new treatments coming down, but they're still on the
horizon.
The horizon right now. The fact that the self-examination for a woman to be aware of her breast and if there's any changes in it, but shouldn't be relied on. Then you go to the mammogram. Then the ultrasound and a biopsy, if required, and then an MRI.
That's right.
Okay. And you know what? It's always a pleasure. Wait a minute. We've got to get down. There's supposed to be a question.
About thermography screening.
Oh.
Is that a real thing or what?
It is. Actually, there is what heat. This is something they're coming up newer technologies-wise. And what they're saying is if they can pick up the heat changes in the tumor versus the regular tissue, and they can kind of detect it from there, I think it still needs a little more validation because and the specificity of detecting, those things need to be still worked on. It needs fine-tuning, I believe. But there is a possibility certainly of using this. They are trying to use this in lung cancer also, certain tumors. They are saying if they can... use thermography kind of technology to directly apply heat to the tumors and treat it that way.
Oh, yeah.
So there are some, it's coming up, but it's not there where we are able to use it in a public setting right now, community setting.
We're not ready for prime time.
We haven't gotten to the part where nano particles can go in there and attack the specifics.
That's right. This is also, we talked about it last time when I was here, remember? So they are working on those that tailor-made cells are injected, and then they go after...
the bad cell.
Yeah, they go after the targets in the blood. So it's all very exciting and new things coming up in this...
We're here with Dr. Pamela Danuka, oncologist, Pace Cancer. How do people get a hold of you? Because you've got so much information.
We are at Pace Cancer Center, 2145 Court Street, You can call our office, 530-247-1425. 530-247-1425.
And Dr. Danuka will be back with us next month. Because we're going to be talking about lung cancer. And I want to go back into this thing where they're talking about, you know, the cells, like we had talked about last time, about how those cells can be directed at, like, killer cells going after the cancers there.
Yeah.
That's another step forward.
Getting what we call ligand cells. They're attaching. The way it is, it's called ligand linking.
Linking to
To the target. And then it goes after, and it's injected. And the cell, tumor cell takes the target because it identifies it. Then the chemo is right attached to it, so it goes in the cell and destroys the cell.
Great. So, that's super. I mean, no, that's great.
And it's
we'll talk about that
technology that they're using on that.
Okay, we'll talk about more about this next month. Thanks again so much
Thank you.
For being with us, Dr. Danuka. Hey, tomorrow
Thank
the sheriff's going to be with us. Oh, no, no. You're all.